Welcome to day 4.
In Free to Love, Free to Heal, David Simon wrote, "The trajectory of our life is established before we're capable of consciously questioning what it is we're aiming for. Under the direction of parents, caregivers, teachers, and clergy, we're informed of who we are, what qualities are valued, beliefs we should hold to be true, the talents we possess and lack, and the goals that are worth pursuing. As innocent children with trust and faith in everyone close to us, we believed everything we were told and internalized those messages. If we carry with us any negative self-judgments, it's because we've accepted the opinions of others as correct. Now, many years later, we realize that life is complex and many of the situations we experienced were beyond our control. Today, what are some of your thoughts and beliefs that continue to tell you who you are? What are the old tapes that continue to run through your mind? Should your mind replay old tapes that don't support your magnificence and your loving nature? The time has come to release them. Deepak teaches, "The only true need anyone has is to be seen as real. Love is the only thing that is real. The path to love, whether it's loving yourself, loving another person, or loving the world, is never about externals. It's never about how others view us or what we need to get from someone else. In the eyes of spirit, we are always enough. The path to love begins from a calling deep within. You were created to be completely loved and completely lovable for your whole life. When you perceive yourself as spirit, you will not simply feel love, you will be love. The core of our being exists in the quantum domain of all possibilities and unconditional love. Listen to the still, small voice of your heart, your spirit, your soul. You are pure awareness. You are pure creativity. You are pure love. This is the message of truth. The message coming from the divine intelligence of the universe. From the silence of your daily meditation, these truths will clearly and unfailingly spring forth. Bask in the divine love of the universal now and release any old tapes that do not reflect your pure essence. Release anything that no longer serves your highest purpose. Be the love that you were created to be and take a giant leap on your path to freedom. Allow this message to settle into the deepest recesses of your consciousness. It's time for us to go into the silence, the gap between thoughts, the field of all possibilities. Please take a deep breath. Count silently to 3. Then exhale. Let's do this together 2 more times. Please close your eyes softly. Release the tension in your body. Focus on the rhythm of your breath, silently saying "so" on the inhale, breathing in the life energy of the universe, and hum on the exhale, breathing out anything that no longer serves you. Allow your breath to flow in and out, gently, easily, and effortlessly. I will watch the time, and when we're ready to end our meditation, I will ring a soft bell and repeat the Sanskrit mantra, Sat Chit Ananda. Existence, consciousness, bliss. The next time you hear my voice, I will be reciting the mantra, Sat Chit Ananda. Thank you. Sat, Chit, Ananda. I am pure existence, pure consciousness, pure bliss. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Please come back into the room. Feel the weight of your body. Inhale deeply. Exhale. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Namaste.